Okay, ready for deep dive. Today we're tackling IBS. And no, not just, ugh, my stomach hurts talk, though we'll get there.
Right, it's way more interesting than people think.
Exactly. We're talking about the gut-brain connection, how stress plays in, food, all of it.
And what's wild is how much we keep learning about that connection, how much the gut's like this whole other system tied into
That's not
IBS.
a small thing either, you
Yeah.
know? Almost 15% of people globally, that's like, what, 1 in 7? Have dealt with this.
Huge number, and it hits people so differently too.
Okay, but before we get into all that, what IBS really? Like the official definition from all this research we've got.
So it's called a functional gastrointestinal disorder, which sounds jargony, but basically it's about how your gut acts, not always damage you'd see on a test.
So not just a bad takeout night, more like a pattern.
Exactly. It's discomfort or changes in, bowel movements, but happening at least once a week for months.
Okay, so that's the when and how often, but there's those Rome criteria doctors use, right? More like a checklist.
Yeah, but the important thing is it's about how those symptoms impact you. Like someone could check all the boxes but barely notice. Someone else, it's messing with their whole life.
Which, let's be real, if it's bad enough, it totally can.
And you see that in the research, people with IBS were twice as likely to have had some big stressful event right before diagnosis.
Okay, so is that where the whole gut-brain axis thing comes in? That always sounds so sci-fi to me.
It's like your gut has its own little brain always talking to your actual brain, signals back and forth.
Hey, ever get those nervous butterflies before a presentation?
Exactly. Gut reacting to your brain freaking out. With IBS, that communication's just louder, like a feedback loop gone wrong.
So stress makes it worse.
Stress, anxiety, even old infections can throw it off balance. It's not just in your head, it's like your head and stomach are arguing constantly.
And then we add food into the mix.
Which is where, yeah, everyone wants to talk about FODM.
Which sounds like some kind of monster under the bed, gotta be honest.
Well, they can be troublemakers, I'll give you that. Certain carbs, fruits, veggies, even dairy that some people just don't digest well.
And bam, bloating, pain, the whole IBS party starts.
You got it. But here's the thing, not everyone reacts the same way. It's not like a peanut allergy, on or off. Yeah, one person's fine, next person's like doubled over. Super individual.
So it's like, instead of choose your own adventure, it's choose your own digestive disaster, trying to find the path that doesn't end in pain.
Perfect way to put it, and that's why just cutting out foods willy-nilly based on some list online is like the opposite of helpful.
Gotta work with a pro,
A
right?
dietitian, yeah, maybe keep a food journal, really become a detective.
Sherlock Holmes, but for your lunch.
Exactly.
But even if you figure out the food part, it sounds like, and this research really hits on this, it's more than just what you eat, right? Like the mental health side we touched on.
Huge GE part of it, and people don't always get that. Think about it, IBS can be unpredictable. It's not always easy to just like shrug off.
Yeah, it's not like a headache always.
So now you're stressed out, wondering when it'll hit. Big date, job interview, friend's wedding, there you are in the bathroom.
Oh no, not the wedding. That's brutal.
Right, and that constant worry, it's exhausting. Makes even simple stuff like, can I even go to dinner, feel impossible.
Your own body working against you, that's got to be so lonely.
Isolating, yeah, definitely.
Plus, wasn't there something about IBS being misdiagnosed a lot too? In the research, I mean.
Oh, yeah, big time. Symptoms look like a bunch of other stuff, so people get bounced around. It's frustrating. Like, it's not in your head, but it can take forever to get the right help.
So if you're thinking, okay, maybe this IS me, what then? Like, what do you even ask a doctor?
Be your own advocate. That's key. Talk about the specific tests, blood work, stool samples, stuff like that. Rule out other things, make sure it's the right path.
Speaking of paths, it doesn't sound like there's one IBS cure-all, is there? This research was very big on the, what they call it, multifaceted approach.
Which is just a fancy way of saying you gotta hit it from all sides.
Makes sense. So food, obviously, if FODMPs are your thing.
Right, but then there's meds too, stuff to manage, whether it's constipation, diarrhea, the pain, all of that.
Okay, so we got the food plan, the meds. What else goes in the IBS toolkit then?
This is where it gets cool because the research talked about therapy too. Like actual CBT, but for your gut.
Wait, CBT, the therapy thing.
Yeah. Sounds weird, but remember, gut-brain connection. CBT can help you rewire how those two talk to each other, manage the stress so it's not setting your stomach off.
So it's not just calming your gut down, it's calming your mind down so the gut can chill out too.
Exactly. And there's even gut-directed hypnotherapy, which sounds even more out there, but.
But it's real. people do that.
Oh, yeah, it's legit. And it can work wonders for some people, like retraining the gut's reactions directly.
Wild. See, this is why I love these deep dives. You start with upset stomach and you end up with hypnosis. It's amazing.
It really shows you how much more there is to IBS than just, you know, what did I eat? It's this whole system, your whole self.
Totally. So big takeaway for our listeners, if you're dealing with this, don't just assume it's your lot in life.
100%. There's no like instant fix, no magic pill or anything. But between figuring out your food thing, talking to your doc about meds, and then these therapies,
you can actually make progress.
Absolutely. It's finding your combo, what works for you, which might take time, but it's worth it.
Like building your own little IBS survival kit.
Exactly. And the best part is research is ongoing, so there's always more to learn, more options coming out.
So even if nothing's worked great so far, don't give up hope, is what you're saying.
Never give up hope. Keep advocating for yourself. Keep asking those questions. There's an answer out there.
I love that. All right. So there you have it, folks. IBS.
Yeah.
Way more complex and interesting than you probably thought, right?
It just goes to show you can't separate the body from the mind. It's all connected.
And sometimes the path of feeling better starts with understanding what's really going on in there. So what stood out to you today? Hypnotherapy got you curious. Want to DIY your own food detective work? Whatever it is, keep that deep dive going. Until next time, everyone.